So these are vacant lots. This one's split into lots that's in the city of Branson. This big section through here is High Road, MoDOT right-of-way for future High Road, whether it gets built or not, it's right-of-way for the High Road. There's three single-family homes here. Missouri American Water and Cellular Tower property here. John Q. Hammond's Land Holdings and Atrium Hospitality owns this big parcel. And these are all in the county. And then you go on down into the subdivision. There's been nightly rental approval by Planning Commission at this lot. On this lot twice. And then in 92, there's a condominium project approved for nightly rental on this parcel here. That's never been developed, but that approval still is valid if someone would want to develop that. At that, I would turn it over to your applicant and go to our beacon to move around if you guys want to look. Sure.
Good evening. I'm Carl Finkenbinder. I'm the attorney for Lifestyle Contractors on this one. I'll address two things. Obviously, they denied the application on two bases. I'll go in order. The first one being that it was not compatible with the surrounding neighborhood being all residential. I think there are factual problems with that argument, which is demonstrated right here on Beacon and already pointed out by Scott. And then there's also legal issues, and I'll address them briefly. As you all can see, the surrounding areas clearly show that there's a significant amount of nightly rentals in this area. I suspect, even though they don't say it in their decision, that Planning and Zoning denied it because it could potentially be used for nightly rentals. So I assume that was their basis. They just say it's not compatible with residential. But this use is residential. It's not commercial or industrial. We're not building restaurants or anything on it. It's an application for five or six cabin-type structures that will be rented out potentially or not. They could be used for full-time use, either one. That would depend on who purchases it. But assuming for a moment that each and all one of these cabins is sold and used for nightly rental, the development is surrounded on all sides by developments that include nightly rentals. So you have one over there to the, I'll just go over here and point. These here are higher density, and I admit they're in the city of Branson, but these are higher density nightly rental developments that are solely devoted to nightly rental. This one here, and then this development here. This subdivision, Friendly Hills, approves nightly rentals, and it's all approved for nightly rentals, and nightly rentals are conducted in here. Majestic Point is a high-density condominium down here, and it has nightly rentals. This subdivision, as Scott pointed out, over here is in Taney County, and includes, this is zoned for, or I shouldn't say zoned, it's approved for a condominium with nightly rental, which would be higher density than what we're proposing. So I think it would not be accurate to say that this is not compatible with the surrounding neighborhood. I think it is. You guys may not care as much as I do about it, but I'll at least present my legal argument as to why it doesn't. That also doesn't make sense under the code. I'm not telling you guys anything you don't know. There are absolute policies and relative policies as the Planning and Zoning looks at these issues, and we have met. They don't make any statement that we don't meet the absolute policies. The only thing I can find in there that I think they're trying to say, they're not very descriptive on their denial, but I've made the assumption that they have denied the permit based under section 9.1-3B, which is a relative policy. And it specifically states that in predominantly residential areas where zoning requests to another use, commercial, industrial, or institutional, are being made, it shall be the responsibility of the Planning Commission to determine if the property change is compatible with the residential area. The reason why I made that assumption is because they use that language in there that the, it's not compatible with the residential area, so I just, that's what my assumption was. The problem with that is again, like I said when I first started, was is that the nightly rental, it technically is a residential use. The fact that it may generate income doesn't make it not residential. So, for example, if I lease my house on a six-month basis or a yearly basis, that generates income. It doesn't switch the use from residential to commercial or residential to industrial. It's still residential. It's just generating income. So for that reason, I would say that there's no legal basis, at least under the code, under that portion of the code that they relied on, at least at this point, to deny the application. Next thing they said was, well, before I move on, the other thing I'd like to point out, and I've included it, I hope it's in your packet, I included it in my application, the night that we were denied, there were two other applications that were made, and it was case number 2020-025 and 2020-026. They were applications for nightly rental permits that were in the Long Point subdivision and the Fieldstone Bluffs. Those were both approved the same night that we were denied. Those are in platted subdivisions. As Scott showed out, there are nightly rentals just to the, I guess that would be the west, that or east, sorry, that were approved, northeast, were approved by the county and P&Z that are in a platted subdivision. So I think I don't think that the commission has the authority at this point based on those prior grants, and specifically the grants that were given the same night we made this application, to say that, hey, if you're in a residential area, you can't get a nightly rental, you can't get a development approved for nightly rental because it's incompatible with residential use. That I don't think they can do that at this point. Next thing, real quick. They claim that, the commission said that the other basis was safety issues concerning the road. Again, I had to guess a little bit as to what they're relying on. I moved to section 9.1.7 of the code that addresses capacity and access to newly proposed development. Again, absolute policies and relative policies. What I'll state is that there is no portion of that code that says or addresses safety issues concerning the road. There is criteria that states, and I'll quote, that the commission can contemplate whether the development would contribute, and this is a quotation from the code, would contribute traffic in excess of current rated capacity to a public road or highway. That's really the only thing that talks about access roads in that portion of the section. So I think that their basis for denial, saying there's safety issues concerning the road, that's not a factor that we had to comply with. If it was, we would never be able to develop this road or this land at all. We don't have, my client or the person who owns this land does not have the authority or ability to improve the road. We can't go out there and we can't repave it or make it better or stronger. So if there are any safety issues concerning the road, that's not within our power to change or in a jurisdiction. And it wouldn't matter what we ever propose with this particular parcel. We would always just be able to be denied because there's safety issues concerning the road. That'll never change if in fact that is true. And so that's not within our power to change, and also it's not something that they can consider under the code. So for those reasons, I don't want to be disingenuous. I think what they were trying to, from what the hearing was talking about, I think there was a concern that, and if I may approach, I think there was a concern, there was some, right here, there's a sharper turn in the road, and there was some proposed boat parking here, and there was some concern that due to its location in the turn of the road, that would create a safety concern. We have, and I'll let Mike Stalder talk, but we have and are willing to move that parking up here in order, if that was a concern of the BOA, We could do that. I don't think we'd necessarily have to under the code, but we'd be more than happy to do that. I think that would resolve the safety issue if that was your all's concern. That, I think, all be done.
You guys have any questions for him?
Has your client done any traffic studies to know what that current rating of the road is?
Yes, actually, yes. And to be honest, at the time that we went before P&Z, we had not, but as of tonight, we have done traffic study. I'll bring Mike up here in a second, and he'll give you specific answers to that question. From what he's told me, well, I won't speak on that. I'll let him talk.
Okay. Thank you.
Come on, and he'll address this traffic study real quick.
So my name is Mike Stalzer, by the way. I'm the engineer for Lifestyle. I did a traffic generation report. So based on the report, there's 6 dwelling units, and the peak in and out would be 2 trips in and 1 trip out. That's peak hourly. So the 24-hour weekday would be 45 trips out of the resort. So what I did is I looked at the subdivision over here, and I, off of Google, I tried to count the number of houses in here, and I counted 50. So I added that to the trip generation report, and the 50 houses would generate 51 peak in and out per hour. I'm sorry, the total trips would be 51, and the calculated trips would be 479 a day. The peak in and out would be 51. So with the resort, or with the 6 units, we'd add another 19 trips a day and 2 per peak. So the relative increase is about a little less than 2% of the traffic on the road. So it's basically inconsequential. And like Carl said, we proposed the relocation of the parking to this intersection, which is on the revised plan I provided. Up in this area, which there's a stop sign at this intersection, and the tangent of the road is pretty long, so there's good visibility in this whole area, which would improve or eliminate that same concern.
Is that the revised one, Mike?
Let me see here. Yes, that's it.
Okay, thank you. So from the initial presentation to P&Z, you guys, this is the revised one, moved that entrance?
Correct. We moved up the parking.
Okay. What's the occupancy of each one of these cabins?
You mean the number of bedrooms?
Yeah.
Steve, are those 5 bedrooms? They're 5 bedroom units.
They're 5 bedroom units.
Yeah. So based on the sewer flow, we have a limited number of bedrooms. So if they go 5, we can only have 5 units.
Okay. You guys have any questions?